Syria's role in Iraq is under intense scrutiny. The Bush administration accuses Syria of doing too little to stop insurgents from crossing into Iraq. Syria denies that, and as NPR's Deborah Amos reports, the rhetoric is making the situation along the border between the two countries increasingly complex.
Friday afternoon, a day of rest for farmers in this dusty village of Abu Kamal. This is one of the poorest parts of Syria. There are few cars, mostly motorcycles and donkey carts. Iraq is just a few miles away. The border divides nations, but not tribes. And in the culture of the Middle East, tribal loyalty is sometimes more important than citizenship. At the central cafe, men pause from their coffee and card game to say that things have changed on the border and they don't like it.
It has been closed for 2 months and it depends. We don't know why.
In the early days of the war, Syria's border was wide open, and Ratha Baruth al-Dulaimi said he crossed into Iraq to fight the Americans.
I am one of those first who went inside Iraq to resist.
Now, Dulaimi says, Damascus has told him to stop any fighters from crossing.
I got some orders that if I do that again, I'll be responsible for that.
At the border itself, there's a new sand wall, 3 feet high, more than 200 miles long, a barrier for smugglers and for fighters. Security police check cars coming into Abu Kamal and keep a close eye on strangers. Syrian human rights lawyers say the government has arrested hundreds of fighters after intense American pressure. This is all part of a very public campaign. Imad Mustafa, Syria's ambassador to Washington, says the U.S. military has acknowledged the improvements.
They know, they recognize that we have done an unprecedented effort in securing our borders, historically unprecedented.
But U.S. diplomats say tightening the border is not enough. The Bush administration alleges Syria allows Iraqis to fund and direct the insurgency from Syria. There is a threat of renewed sanctions to force Damascus to crack down. There are no details from the U.S. side, says Ambassador Mustafa. Just a list of names.
The credibility of some of the names they claim they have provided to Syria is very similar to the credibility of the reports they had about Iraq's arsenal of WMDs before the war.
There are plenty of Iraqis here. In Damascus, cafes cater to the exile community. Is Syria harboring the heads of the insurgency? There's wide disagreement in Syria and in Washington. David Mack of Washington's Middle East Institute believes the charge is an excuse. He says if Syria is playing a role, it is a small one.
There's obviously a tendency on the part of Washington to look for alternative explanations, explanations that are an alternative to a failure of our basic strategy.
Western diplomats say Syria has a history of opposition to Islamist militants. It is too dangerous to encourage a radical guerrilla movement next door. Amr Abdul Hamid, a Syrian human rights activist, says top members of Saddam's Ba'ath Party have not been welcomed.
So the big names have not been tolerated. The smaller figures, what are you going to do about them? They're in the hundreds.
In the war of accusations, Iraqi officials have been the most strident, blaming Syria for the bloodshed in Iraq. In a recent visit, Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage praised Syria for tightening the border, but kept up the pressure, calling on the Syrians to end support for Iraq's insurgency on Syrian soil.
This is not something that can be dealt with in this kind of given ultimatums one after the other.
Again, Amr Abdul Hamid.
The Syrians should stop. The Syrians. What Syrians are you talking about? You know, exactly. And what institutions do you expect will be able to carry out these particular demands?
A complicating factor. There are competing interests in the ruling circles of Damascus. Many say the young president, Bashar al-Assad, has reached out to the West. But it's not clear he's in full control. Other powerful officials may still be pursuing a harder policy that helps tie down American forces so the U.S. military cannot turn towards Syria. Things have changed along the border. But Washington wants much more. Deborah Amos, NPR News.